Alistair Cook, The Essential Letters from America, the 1940s and 50s. In September 1932, Alistair Cook had his first sight of America in that most traditional of ways, from the deck of a Cunard liner, the Laconia, as it entered New York Harbour. It was twilight, and Manhattan's skyline made a profound impression on him. 20 years later, he recalled the moment. Since it was fall, the upper air was cool and clear, and this always brings on skies of great purity in the evening. The downtown skyscrapers were soaring and black, but the sky behind them was a sheet of almost metallic blue. They were piled up like the ramparts of some medieval city. Cook was a polished and sophisticated 23, recently come down from Cambridge. He'd already come a long way from a respectable lower-middle-class background in Salford and then Blackpool. Perhaps to symbolise his journey, he'd adopted the name Alistair in preference to the one he was born with, the rather more prosaic Alfred. As an undergraduate at Jesus College, the newly invented Alistair Cook had demonstrated a dazzling range of talents in what he called his magical years. Amazed by the Cambridge tradition of single-sex drama groups, he had founded his own, The Mummers, for men and women. He acted, directed, played the piano, composed music, and took plays on tour in Britain and Europe. He wrote for Granta, the leading undergraduate magazine, and became resident cartoonist. Granta's heavyweight editorial team included the poet William Empson, Jacob Bronowski, Michael Redgrave, and the novelist T.H. White. He was also contributing reviews to the Manchester Guardian. There seemed nothing he couldn't turn his hand to, and in his last year he became Granta's editor.